Despite the suffering caused by two ruinous wars and an international trade embargo, Saddam Hussein still appears to be a popular figure. His picture is everywhere, in schoolrooms, bedrooms, offices, and museums, on street corners and billboards. In the Saddam Maternity and Pediatric Hospital, children are dying for lack of medicines. In the schools, there's a book shortage. Class time has been cut in half. The dropout rate is up almost sixfold since 1990. But no one dares to blame Saddam. Their lives, they say, are in the hands of Allah.